50 years. It took the Civil War to settle the slave issue that brings us to today, which in our community we celebrate as the Emancipation Proclamation celebration all over this country. Last night, services were held in churches to commemorate the signing of the document, the paper that granted slaves their freedom. Initially, they prayed that President Abraham Lincoln would be true to his word and enforce the Emancipation Proclamation that he signed in September 1862 that would become effective January 1, 1863. And since that time, watch night services are held to reflect back to that event, as well as to leave behind old baggage that one need not carry into the new year. While there are many clues to how we got over, there are four that stick out in my mind: a sense of humor, prayer, songs, and faith in God. First, we had a sense of humor. There's a story told of some black men who were in a certain town in the South, and the sun was going down, when a group of white men surrounded them and said some mean things to them, and also stated that the next train leaving this town, you had better be on it. They said in concert, "If you let us go, we'll catch the train that just left." Another event in this vein was a report that some black men were complaining about not being selected for the space program. An invitation was sent to have all of those interested to be at a certain designation the next morning. The brothers came the next day and lined up side by side. They were told that a chicken feather would be dropped, and the one that the chicken feather falls on would be selected for the space program. The feather never hit the ground. They kept blowing. One more story in this category changes the focus a bit. There was this black lady who got on a city bus. This was prior to the Rosa Parks event, and sat down near the front of the bus in a southern state. The bus driver saw her sitting where she was not supposed to be. He came and said to her, "Get up from there and move to the back." She did not move, just shrugged her shoulders. The bus driver got angry and said, "Lady, get up and move. If you don't move, I'm going to hit you." She said, "Mister, I ain't going nowhere. And if you hit me, I'm going to bite you. And if you taste good, I'm going to eat you up." So we got over by a sense of humor. The second thing that brought us over was prayer. And when they prayed, they gave you the feeling that they could manipulate the deity. An example of that praying is as follows: "Lord, I want to thank you for one more day. A day I've never seen before and a day I'll never see again. You woke me up on time this morning and I could see the grass is wet by the midnight dew. I could see the sun peeping through the trees, and I thank you, Lord, for one more day. When I got up and looked around, I see the circle was not broken. I counted all my children and we all are here. Last night our bed was not our cooling board and our cover was not our winding shield. So today we come, Lord, with our heads bowed, our knees bent, and we are before you as an empty pitcher before a full fountain desiring to be filled with the richness of your love. Have mercy, Lord. Then, Lord, let us have a blessed service today, one that will long be remembered and not soon forgotten. Drive old Satan away. We don't need him here. And when we have come to the end of our journey, give us a home in your kingdom where the wicked will cease from troubling and the weary will be at rest, where every day will be sunny and the Sabbath have no end, where we can stick our swords in the golden sand and study war no more." This kind of praying went on all over the South and in some rural areas in the South, in churches on Sunday morning. One more example of praying was telling the Lord just what was on one's mind. One brother, after recognizing he was freed from slavery, prayed, "Lord, we ain't what we used to be. We ain't what we ought to be. We ain't what we're gonna be. But thank God, we ain't what we was." Then there were songs that grew out of dehumanizing situations. Songs like "Over My Head, I Hear Music in the Air." There must be a God somewhere. And I can imagine some soul plying a dressed-up mule with bits and bridle on his head, a collar around his neck, and hinges around the collar. Two trace chains running from a gadget on the hinges and continued through a backband that led to a single tree, and from the single tree to a swivel, and from the swivel to the plow, and the brother was following the plow that was pulled by the mule. He saw the master standing, dressed up near him, including shoes, and he was barefooted. But he was not discouraged. He sings, "You got shoes? I got shoes. All of God's children got shoes, and when I get to heaven, I'm going to put on my shoes and shout all over God's heaven." And then he concluded, "Everybody talking about heaven ain't going to heaven." And in time, we reached consensus on a song entitled "The Negro National Anthem," with the second verse saying, "Stony the road we trod, bitter the chastening rod, felt in the days when hope unborn had died. Yet with a steady beat have not our weary feet come to the place for which our fathers sighed. We have come over a ways that with tears have been watered. We have come treading our path through the blood of the sordid, out of the gloomy past. Still now we stand at last where the bright gleam of our bright star is cast." And of course, we know the song of the civil rights movement, "We Shall Overcome Someday." Within my heart, we believe that we shall overcome someday. And that song is being replaced now with "Our Trust in the Lord. Our trust in the Lord, our trust in the Lord till I die," or "Hold to His hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hope on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand." And lastly, we overcame by believing God was sovereign and just. While the slaves, for instance, did not know about the argument as to whether God is transcendent or immanent, they saw God as utilitarian. He does things. There was a simple understanding that God was not a being somewhere out there in space, but he was and is a help in the time of troubles. Daniel in the lion's den and the three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace were examples. They even raised the question, "Did my Lord deliver Daniel? Then why can't he deliver me?" And as the psalmist said in the text, "When men rose up against us, when they had swallowed us up, when their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our souls, then the proud waters had gone over our souls. Blessed be the Lord, who have not given us as a prey to their teeth." I know I'm speaking more ethnically today, but the text speaks more broadly than ethnicity. We may not have nations and armies opposing us, but we do face emergencies that are more than we can handle. That is when we turn to the Lord for help, because He is on our side and helps us through these emergencies. Well, the psalmist concludes with the picture of an innocent bird wandering in a trap to eat some food when the trap is triggered and he is ensnared and then escapes. The message is, the Lord may allow us to fall into traps, but nobody can keep us when the Lord wants us free. to be Christocentric. That's why Christ died, and that's why he rose again. He broke the trap, set us free, and with him we have power over sin and death. There's a song penned by C.H. Dobb entitled, How I Got Over. The first verse said, the tallest tree in paradise, the Christians call it the tree of life. And then the chorus says, how I got over, how I got over, my Lord, my soul looked back and wondered how I got over. And later on, some spiritualizers got a hold of this same song, and they began to talk about why they thank the Lord for being over. I thank him for how he brought me. I want to thank God for how he taught me. I want to thank God for how he kept me. And I'm going to thank God because he never left me. I'm going to thank him for old-time religion. I'm going to thank him for heavenly vision. I'm going to thank him for all he has done for me. How I got over. My soul looks back and wonder how I got over. So how do we get over? We got over by acquiring a sense of humor. We got over through prayer. We got over developing songs and singing those songs. And we got over believing and trusting in a God of justice. How we got over. Amen.